Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
The big celebration begins, a festival of light and love, of joy and laughter, of family and community and world. Light is mentioned almost 20 times in the course of the Christmas liturgy. On one of the darkest days in the year, light explodes all around us. The sun is sneaking back, just as Jesus kind of sneaked into the world in the quiet of Bethlehem. For us in the Northern Hemisphere, Christmas is a midwinter feast, a time when the days grow a little longer and light and warmth return slowly. For those of us who live in the Southern Hemisphere, however, it is the beginning of summer. School is over, it's a time for vacation, or as they would call it down there, the holidays, for rest and relaxation. It means not the shortest day of the year, but the longest, the day of the most light, and on the average, the most warmth. Christmas fits in everywhere. Once upon a time, there were two kids that were fed up with Christmas. They began an anti-Christmas campaign among their friends. "Look," they said, "everyone is tense and worn out. Moms are tired from cooking, dads from putting up trees and decoration, kids from wrapping Christmas presents, neighbors from all the noise and bustle. We opened the presents and there's not anything we wanted, though we thought we did. The house is littered with torn wrapping paper. Expensive ornaments get knocked off the trees, and little kids go out of control. Big kids sulk. Mass is too long. The sermons are boring, and the music is yucky, and we eat too much. Who needs it all?" "So what should they do?" they asked their friends. "Strike," said two of the troublemakers, who were, if the truth be told, anarchists of a sort. "Refuse to participate. Don't buy any Christmas presents. Don't ask for any. Refuse those who are given to you. Don't decorate the tree. Don't eat pumpkin pie. Don't drink the eggnog. Don't say Merry Christmas to anyone." A few of their friends thought they were crazy, but the others thought it was a great idea. "But what should we do?" The strike leaders went back to the priest and asked him what they should do. "Well," he said, "if you want to welcome the Christ child without all the fuss and bother, come to church and pray." "Come to church and pray? Yeah. Come to church and pray." Well, they thought that was a good idea. How could the parents and other grown-ups object to their praying on Christmas Day? Well, they prayed for an hour, which maybe doubled all their prayers for the whole year. Then one of them rushed out of church and flagged down the priest who was about to drive off to his family party. "We prayed for an hour, Father," the kid said. "Can we go home now?" "An hour," said the priest. "That's a long time to pray." "Yeah, it is, kind of." "Well," said the priest, "I don't think Jesus would mind one bit if you went home and celebrated with your families." The kids poured out of the church with a whoop and a holler, just like it was the last day of school.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.